Some $450 million has been allocated in this year's budget for the Small Business Development Fund, providing 100 loans and 1,300 grants. Opposition MP Cathy Hughes questioned the increase in the allocation to the fund of $150 million and how many people are set to benefit from the facility. Minister Unnej Walrond provided a detailed breakdown of the sum and drew comparisons between the last 3 years and the period between 2015 and 2020 under the coalition.
Mr. Chair, for context, we at the Small Business Bureau have given out 4,000 grants to the tune of $999 million in the past 3 years. And just for context, please, Mr. Chair, the APNU AFC gave out 900 grants in the 5 years that they have been with the Small Business Bureau. So one can make an assessment of which one was more selective than the other, because it's 4,000. These grants are open to all Guyanese and small and micro enterprises that wish to apply to all regions.
The opposition requested the layover of a list of recipients of the grants. While the minister committed to providing the details, she was against providing the personal information of the beneficiaries, especially given that her ministry has received complaints of people being targeted. Minister Walrond was also questioned on the $3.3 billion allocation this year to commence industrial development in Wales Region 3 and advance works in Regions 2 and 10.
On the meaning industrial estate, it's the 4th of September, and the Amelia Woods Ward that is moved to York, what is the date of completion? That land is now being cleared, we expect by the end of the year.
It was also explained that a decision was taken to find a more suitable area for industrial development in Region 10 after it was discovered that the initial location in Amelia's Ward has substantial bauxite deposits. At the conclusion of the examination of the estimates, the overall sum allocated to the ministry was approved, which includes $530 million for the construction of the Tourism and Hospitality Institute.